Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When a business owner looks at their marketing budget, they need to determine the best place to spend that money. Where is the business getting the most bang for its marketing buck? Our next guest says that measuring your return on your marketing investment can be a confusing process indeed, but is possible. Ray Owens is CEO of the Greenville, South Carolina consumer insights firm, DX Marketing. Today he's in our studio. Ray, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Well, DX Marketing, we actually started in the late 1980s as a traditional direct mail marketing company in Hilton Head Island in South Carolina, and eventually grew that, moved to Greenville, South Carolina, where we now are a consumer insights company using advanced analytics.
Walk through the transition from direct mail to this analytic company.
Well, in direct mail, you're usually starting with a target audience. You have to have a list. You have to know if that list has a propensity to buy your product or service. And so as we were in the marketing sphere in that way, and that sort of the digital marketing environment came out, we were figuring out ways to take those things that we learned in direct mail, direct marketing, and actually transition those to the digital space.
And direct mail is still happening, I guess.
Well, it is. It's still a one-to-one channel that's very viable. What we find interesting today is that even though you use direct mail, that a lot of the data that's out there today is actually better and more accurate and actually helps enhance just direct marketing programs in general, but also what you do online.
And it's pretty hard to actually measure direct mail impact, though, right? You don't really know if somebody is opening up that piece of mail and reading it, but with digital, you do.
Well, some might dispute that, but the difference there is typically when you're actually doing a direct mail campaign, you know who you're mailing to. You know the household you're mailing to. You usually have picked that audience out ahead of time. But in the digital space, you don't really know who's there. These platforms have a lot of data. It's not very transparent. But if they do click and engage with you, typically you will find out who that is.
Okay, so kind of walk us through then how one is able to measure their digital marketing campaign.
Really, it goes back to the DNA of direct mail, because as I mentioned before, you actually start with an audience that you know you're mailing a piece of information or an advertising piece to their home. So in the digital space, we found it interesting as we watched it evolve over the years that these big platforms, they have a lot of data. Google, Facebook, and others accumulate a lot of data, have a lot of great algorithms that sort of predict behavior and predict purchasing. The only problem for direct marketers is you don't know who those folks are. So build your own audience, push them into these other platforms, and use your own data instead of using their data. You can actually use their behavioral algorithms to find when someone's in the market to find your product or buy your product or purchase. So if you can control the audience that goes into these platforms, there are ways to statistically sort of measure if they actually are buying from you, if that effect of digital advertising actually made the difference in that purchase.
How do you do the measuring?
It actually goes back to control groups. It's used in healthcare quite a bit with clinical trials where you're giving a treatment and you hold out a control group where they don't get the same particular treatment and you watch the effect between the two. So in direct marketing, it's kind of the same way. You're building an audience. You know who the audience is. If you're going to push them into the digital space and actually serve them advertising for your brand, what you also do is push in another group that's a very like group, a subset of that, and you watch their behavior without actually advertising to them. So that way you can see who responds to an ad, who's influenced by the ad, but also measure the folks who you didn't expose to your ad. Were they influenced in some other way? Most companies have other noise going on in terms of their advertising. They might have billboards up. So random control design accounts for that other noise.
The issues that have arisen with social media, Facebook in particular, and with their changing algorithms now all of a sudden and marketing through Facebook coming under so much pressure, has any of this changed what you are talking about with the random controls, and is it making your job more difficult?
Well, actually, no. Consumer privacy is very important. And when we first started out, there were initiatives for do not mail, do not call with telemarketing. Email has blockers to keep email from coming in. And our feeling is if you control your own audience and you use these platforms for distribution, use an audience that is opt-in, that they do want to receive advertising. So you're really not infringing upon them too much in terms of a privacy issue.
Well, Ray, Thank you so much for making the trip to Columbia and stopping by our studio.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Ray Owens is CEO of DX Marketing in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.